Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border.
We were even able to see, as of last night, a lot of migrants just crossing, and migrants I spoke to this morning saying they haven't had any interaction with U.S. immigration authorities. They just walked right in.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now.
Wrong, sir. Wrong.
We have a lot of big government Republicans, and most of them don't believe that the spending makes any difference in terms of America's economy and our attempt to reduce inflation. Now, I don't agree with them. I think those who believe that were probably in the Quad playing Frisbee during Econ 101, but we're going to find out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Full disclosure, I am not a fashion plate. However,
I'm shocked.
On certain occasions, you have to put on a sport coat and a tie. And again, I say this, I'm not on Newsmax this week, so I'm wearing a sweatshirt with Portland Sea Dogs on it. But, you know, when I went to visit Donald Trump in the Oval Office in 2017...
Do you know who I am?
I put on a coat and a tie because I thought it was... And I wasn't asking for $47 billion. But you got this guy Zelensky, this reputed ex-comic who gave $40 million to SBF after he got one of his first multi-billion dollar handouts from the U.S. And then by an amazing coincidence, SBF then donated $40 million to Democrats in the midterm elections that just recently concluded. You know, couldn't Zelensky have at least put on a shirt with a collar on it and a blue blazer? I mean, was it asking too much? He could have borrowed a yellow tie from DoorDash Jeff Deal. You know? I don't get it. But and he's going to go before Congress today, Zelensky, and say, I need a lot more than $47 billion. How am I going to get 10% to the big guy if I only get $47 billion? This is so bad. This is just horrible. Why are we giving all this money to Ukraine? Because their borders are sacrosanct, but our borders, they don't care. In this omnibus bill, I wanted to start off talking about this so-called omnibus bill. It's the hackorama that's going on here. $1.7 trillion. $1.7 trillion. And the Republicans in the Senate could stop it. Because you need, they have to, you know, go through cloture, filibuster, whatever the hell they call it. They need 10 Republican votes to get it across the finish line. But guess what? They put in, $500 million here, $500 million there for some of these retiring senators like Toomey from Pennsylvania, Shelby from Alabama. And, of course, Mitch McConnell is all in on it because he says that, he says Ukraine. Listen to what he says. I mean, it's just, he said this before, but this is the latest time he said it. It's just amazing. Cut one.
Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians, that's the number one priority for the United States right now. According to most Republicans, that's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment.
Do you think, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent, or green, or prohibition, communist, Do you see defeating the Russians in Ukraine as the number one priority of the United States? I certainly don't. But see, here's the deal. He's cut this deal. Again, remember, $1.7 trillion we're talking about. So he says it's a victory for Republicans because they got an extra $47 billion for defense. Now, $47 billion sounds like a lot of money until you're talking about $1.7 trillion. This is absurd. It's just more handouts for these Democrat welfare groups. These are basically people who couldn't get jobs as an associate assistant dean of diversity and sustainability at UMass. That's all these people are that are getting this money. This is absurd. This bill is 4,155 pages long. And they just dropped it. This is from Reason.com. The bill allots $750,000 for fire alarm modernization at the Metropolitan Opera. Why don't they send a fundraising letter out to the contributors to the Metropolitan Opera and get them to foot the bill? I don't know about you. I'm not planning on going to, I don't even know what town, this is, if New York or Washington. I'm not planning on going to the Metropolitan Opera anywhere. They don't need to use any of my money for that. $3 million for an LGBTQ museum in New York, ditto. And how about this one? $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail in Georgia. The Michelle Obama Trail in Georgia. There's authorization for the creation of a Ukrainian Independence Park in D.C. Oh, they're also going to have a monument to slain journalists in D.C. How about journalists who are just fired for being unwoke? There are a lot more of those journalists than there are slain journalists. The bill sets aside $200 million for the Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund. So that's the answer to the question, where are all the queer studies majors going to work? $7.5 million for studying the domestic radicalization phenomenon. Domestic radicalization. The word salmon appears in the bill 48 times. $65 million allocated for Pacific coastal salmon recovery. There's also an additional $5 million for studying the impacts of culverts, roads, and bridges on the salmon population. It's $65 million for international fisheries commissions. Not for international fishermen, but for commissions. How many meals have you ever had from an international fisheries commission? The bill, listen to this, not just the $47 billion for Ukraine. It allocates $410 million towards border security for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman. Nothing for the United States. With the invasion of our southern borders, hordes of barbarians crossing the border on a daily basis, disease-ridden, carrying fentanyl, domestic abusers, drunk drivers, they're all just crossing the border. We have no border security, but we're going to spend money on Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, Oman, and, of course, Ukraine. My favorite part, though, is $3 million for bee-friendly highways. That's not bee-friendly as in you should be friendly to your neighbors. That's B-E-E. Hives. Hive bees. Queen bees. Bee-friendly highways. 844-500-4242. Some House Republicans sent out an open letter on this. If Senate Republicans refuse to give the House Republican majority the opportunity to take the pen on FY23 appropriations to enact fiscal restraint, refuse to give the House Republicans, then what purpose is there to the Republican Party outside of an urge for more power, perpetuation of grift, and show hearings? That's a very good point. Because the Senate Republicans, if they stick together, if only nine of them defect to vote with Chuck Schumer for the B highways and the border security for Oman, et cetera, they can stop this thing from going through. All they need, you know, because they need to suspend the normal rules and they need to have 60 votes. So there's 50 Democrats. They need 10 Republicans to go with them. So if 41 Republicans stick together, they can stop this thing. But, you know, 617 says the Michelle Obama trail of discarded school lunches. That's a pretty good one. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls on this. The omnibus spending bill. Isn't that one? What a great idea. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Christmas.
He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election equities rally may be over. Most experts, financial experts, are predicting a major recession early next year. These are all the more reasons for you to protect your assets. The real estate market is dead, according to the reports that are out today. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the responses thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is, will Senate Republicans stop the Democrats' $1.7 trillion welfare boondoggle omnibus bill?
And they can, again, with only, they only need to have 41 of them stick together. 41 out of 50. No, they won't.
90% say no.
Yeah. That's the faith we have from experience. Experience in this case triumphs over hope. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's the situation we find ourselves in right now. By the way, there's 1.2 million for LGBTQIA+ pride centers. There is $1 million for Zora's House in Ohio, a co-working and community space for women and gender expansive people of color. Okay. $477,000 for the Equity Institute in Rhode Island to indoctrinate teachers with anti-racism virtual labs. I don't know what gender expansive people of color are. I don't know what an anti-racism virtual lab is. By the way, there's also $750,000 for the Trans Latin At Coalition to provide, quote, workforce development programs and supportive services for transgender and gender nonconforming and intersex immigrant women in Los Angeles. Wonder what kind of workforce they're developing, these transgender and gender nonconforming and intersex immigrant women in Los Angeles. Okay. By the way, there's also $2 million for a museum in Baltimore called Great Blacks in Wax. I'm not making this up. $2 million for Great Blacks in Wax. Everybody goes there. Forget going to see the Crabs or the Orioles or the Ravens. People want to see the Great Blacks and Wax Museum. $750,000 for the LGBTQ and gender nonconforming housing in Albany, New York. Albany, New York. Bo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bo.
Howie.
Yes.
I want to know, I'm 80-something years old, how did they get 4,000 pages of this bill? Who put it together and how did they do it?
Well, I'm sure everybody, you know, everybody, they said, what do you want? And, you know, the congressman from, or congresswoman from Baltimore said, I want something for Great Blacks and Wax because they raised some money for me and they promised me a lot more money. And then you just multiply this times 535 or at least a majority, 300 times, that's how you get the bill. And they just cut and paste it.
Yeah, but how do you do 4,000 pages and... How long did it take them to do it? A month? 2 months? How long has this been going on?
I think this is like Santa's list. They've been making a list and checking it twice, and they're going to find out who's naughty and nice. And, you know, Zora's house and the intersex immigrants and the blacks in wax. You know, these people have been nice, and they're just paying them off. I mean, this is like a, you know, throwing together a list here at the very end of the session. It's ridiculous. I agree. It's totally ridiculous. But, you know, this is the way they operate. Thanks for the call, Bo. I understand your consternation. We all share it. But, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, and they got the Republican votes to push it across the finish line. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie. Good afternoon. Hey, Howie, real quick. You know, two things. I'm depressed every day when I hear about what these politicians are doing. It's always been ridiculous spending going on, but this is just getting beyond that. I can't even comprehend it anymore. The ridiculousness of our taxpayer dollars that people forget are our dollars. I'm so depressed, Howie. Every day it gets worse and worse and worse.
I know there's not even a fig leaf, you know, and a pro forma apology saying we really need this money for the Blacks and Wax Museum or the or Zora's house or the Be Friendly Highway or the Michelle Obama Trail. They used to say, well, you know, we're just trying to get the country back on its feet or something like that. There's none of that now. It's just we have the clout and we're going to give money to our friends and the people who they don't say who are going to kick back to us. But that's what it amounts to. I mean, they're going to give money to Zelensky because it's a major money laundering operation, just like Burisma was for the Biden crime family, you know. And only they're not just giving Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, his partner, $83,000 a month each. We're now talking billions of dollars, not millions of dollars in kickbacks with 10% going to the big guy. We're talking about billions of dollars. And a lot of it's going back to these Democrat dark money groups through one form or another. And one of those dark money groups, as you may recall, was run by Sam Bankman-Fried's mom, the Stanford law professor, who has 3 degrees from Harvard University. This is just outrageous. 508, how much is there for retired white guys? That was going to be brought up on page 5,782, but they ran out of ink at 4,155 pages. So people like you, 508, are going to have to wait. And unretired white guys are never going to get a dime. Never, ever. 844-500-4242, unless they can identify as intersex immigrants in Los Angeles. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 413. Saw you in bloody Boston last night on the Reels channel. You looked good. Thank you. Thank you. I looked fabulous. If you get a chance to see it, it is a pretty good documentary. It comes around every few months on the Reels channel. It's four hours. You don't have to watch the whole thing, just the parts I'm in. Of course, I'm in most of it because I'm the narrator. 844-500-4242.
Oh, my gosh. Anything else you want to toss in there?
No, Hitman is still available, though. You can get it. They're just about out at Amazon, but you can still get it at as a Kindle book on Amazon. It's a great read. Frank Salemi, if he were here, would tell you what a great read it was. He had it on the back seat when he was lugged in Atlanta in 2016. Other than that, that'll do it for my shameless self-promotion. 844-500-4242. It's time now for Grace with the news.
Yes, Howie, I know you've been covering the omnibus bill, and as you've pointed out, there's plenty of spending that is raising some eyebrows. You mentioned the bee-friendly highways, gender studies in Pakistan. There's just a lot of things in here that people are confused as to why.
How about for border security in the Mideast?
Oh yeah, there's
but nothing. But there's also a thing for that. There's, I think it's for the Homeland Security. There's a lot of money in there for Homeland Security, but they're not allowed to use any of it to actually strengthen border security.
Yeah,
they're just allowed to, you know, rubber stamp through more fentanyl dealers and pregnant teen moms and MS-13 gangbangers.
Yeah, they were very, very particular about what you were not allowed to use the money for. Weirdly enough, though, they get very specific about what you're not allowed to use the money for when they're talking about the border, and not so much when they're talking about, you know, $3 million here for $65 million for salmon. They don't really get into the nitty-gritty with that stuff. I guess they just trust that that's all going to be used for the right purposes.
Somebody said, is there anything in there to get the price of my eggs at the supermarket down? No.
You got to spend Come money on. To make money. This is all going to help with inflation, I'm sure.
You know what? You know what else? My daughter, who's down here with the baby, told me today there's no more kids Tylenol on the shelves.
Oh yeah, that's been running low for a very long time.
Yeah.
There's a shortage of that, amoxicillin, and still baby formula, Howie. In a lot of places, baby formula is hard to come by.
But there's a lot of money for Blacks in Wax Museum in Baltimore.
You know, it's all about priorities. It's all about remembering what matters most to people.
And don't forget the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building.
I know.
I hope there will be, you know, there'll be, you know, a Botox facility in the in there.
I feel a little guilty, Howie, because I did like 5 minutes today on my show about the monument for journalists, and I did think it was just for today's journalists. I didn't realize it was for like actual real journalists who, you know, were slain in action. So I do feel bad about that because I just thought it was for like CNN or MSNBC.
No, I thought you had actually had a good suggestion on your show that they should have a monument for all the journalists who fell for the Russian collusion hoax. But it would have to be a bigger wall than the Vietnam Memorial.
Of course, the one part of my show that I regret, Howie's like, I actually thought that was pretty good.
Oh, that was a good line. I like that line.
Yeah,
you
well,
know, they also had this, they actually did, there was one thing that they cut out. By the way, people have been asking, where can they get a look at this? You know, 4,155 pages, you're going to need more than one story to really dig into the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I had Taylor tweet out stories from Red State and Reason, which went into it in some degree, some of those stories that I mentioned. One thing that they did, though, there was something called the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. And that was going to basically give a lot of money to all these failing newspapers that just print nothing but DNC press releases, you know, regional papers that, you know, used to be real newspapers and now are just DNC propaganda. They were going to give a lot of money to them. They cut that out. However, on the negative side, they gave another $500 million to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which supplies the money to PBS. Panhandler Broadcasting System TV and NPR, National Panhandler Radio.
Hey, money well spent. Worth every penny.
They'll be able to write more emails out to their dedicated tote bag recipients in the nursing homes, telling them that they're not going to be covering the Hunter Biden laptop because their listeners aren't interested in it, because they're knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah, they write about things people care about, like how Kamala Harris likes to, you know, sew. Mm-hmm. And she's a really good cook.
Or the ribbon cutting for the Michelle Obama Trail in Georgia.
Oh, by the way, Howie, for people who want to know more about the details, I know you just mentioned a few stories on my recommended reading, which you can get at HowieKarsher.com. I did add in a thread from Dan Bishop. And so it's going to take you to the Thread Reader app, because sometimes reading all these tweets in one thread is hard. This kind of lays it all out in like a format of a column. And he just takes excerpts from this entire bill and breaks them all down, like the salmon, the bees, all of it. So you can really get a lot of the details there as well. If you're feeling like you want to get a good chunk of the aggravation in your day.
603 says, any funds for the Gary Studs National Marine Sanctuary? I didn't see anything in there, but there's a possibility it will be in there. I've asked NOAA in the past. I've issued formal requests for information on when they were going to unname the Gary Studs National Marine Sanctuary. It's 842 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, is named after a serial pederast who was a member of Congress, and before that he was a master at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, alma mater of both John Forbes Live Shot Carey and Robert Mueller.
And they still have it named after him?
It's still named after him, yeah.
You know what's crazy about that, Howie? Because in this bill that Mitch McConnell is so proud of, they have plenty of resources for renaming U.S. post offices across the country. So they're not opposed to renaming things. When they want to, they can rename things real quick.
It's the Gary Studs thing is called the Gary Studs Stellwagen National Marine Sanctuary, because that's its real name. You know, like Cape Canaveral, and it was named after Kennedy. But I guess most people who sail it or fish in it, they still call it Stellwagen. So it's not a big deal. But I mean, it's just kind of an insult to all the victims. And a lot of the people that he raped or assaulted at St. Paul's have actually sued him. This isn't like, you know, some kind of QAnon or Alex Jones conspiracy theory. This is actually in a St. Paul's school report. And then in a civil lawsuit against the school, which was named as a haven for sexual predators. One of whom was Gary Studs, the Democrat statesman.
It's weird how sometimes politicians have a real urgency to rename things, and then sometimes they don't. Strange, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. 508, more dough for PBS so they can keep telling me that I suck. And what's even worse, 508? Most of the people telling you suck on PBS have English accents. they're not even Americans.
They do have some good programming, though.
Like what, for instance?
I used to like this show, The Foresight Saga. It was like a period piece.
Antiques Roadshow is always a good watch.
Me and Taylor sound older than Howie right now, which is pretty bad. Hey, by the way, Howie, $7.5 million to better understand the domestic radicalization phenomenon. Yeah.
That's another way, 508, that's another way to tell you suck. That's some money that's not going to PBS to tell you suck. If you wanted, could you just break it? I'd like Dan Bishop or Rand Paul or someone to break it down into sections. How much of that $1.7 trillion is specifically designated to tell deplorables, all of us who voted for Donald Trump, that we suck? It's probably got to be at least $500 billion.
Well, $400,000 for the Racial Justice Improvement Project. You could probably lump that in under that umbrella.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and $286 million in funding, Title X funding, which funds Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of family planning funds in this bill.
You know, I'd like to know about the Blacks and Wax Museum in Baltimore. Is Clarence Thomas there?
That's a good question. He should be.
How about Senator Tim Scott?
How about Ben Carson? Speaking of renaming things, they just renamed a high school that was named after Ben Carson.
Right, in Detroit. How many people came out of Detroit public schools who became world-class pediatric brain surgeons?
But Howie, isn't that amazing? Like, they can rename Democrats or whoever, the woke mobs can rename the Ben Carson High School, but they won't rename the Studs, whatever it was that you were just...
National Marine Sanctuary.
Sorry, I didn't know the full name of it.
That's okay.
They can't rename that.
No.
And has Ben Carson done anything as bad as that guy? No.
Hell no.
He's only saved lives. Citizen. Yeah. His biggest crime is being a good doctor, an actual doctor. someone who could actually perform surgery. That's his major sin as far as the left is concerned.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous. Tux Trucks GMC has a great combo for moving snow. Get a GMC Sierra HD paired with a Fisher XV2 plow for commercial or residential snow removal. You'll have all the power you need for any winter storm. Shop online today at TuxTrucksGMC.com. The DEA has seized enough fentanyl doses to kill every American in 2022. They seized more than 379 million deadly doses of fentanyl in 2022, which is more than enough to kill every single American in this country.
We're celebrating diversity. And the border's not open, Grace. Remember that.
The Biden administration, and Howie, I would love to know if your reaction is the same as mine. When I laughed out loud when I heard the Biden administration is saying, well, we still think you should repeal Title 42, but not until after Christmas. Like, what? What's the reasoning there? Oh, it's definitely unconstitutional. You definitely need to repeal it, but give us a little time to enjoy our holidays.
Well, how about the fact that about a month ago, they extended the COVID emergency in the United States by Brandon's executive order so they could continue paying higher welfare to the non-working classes in the Democrat Party core constituencies. Yet on the border, so they can import even more non-working class, non-Americans, criminals into the country, they say there is no COVID emergency. So which is it? Is there a COVID emergency, as the executive order says, or is there a no COVID emergency, as they're saying in their appeal to the Supreme Court?
It's like they have an on and off switch. So if you come in and you say, well, we want you to cancel student loans, they switch the COVID to on. And then if you say, well, we want you to protect the border, they switch the COVID to off.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And one more thing, Howie, just talking about Joe Biden. You see this story? I mean, it's not that important. It's just a little bit funny that there was a story in Politico about how there's a book coming out where Joe Biden called Kamala Harris a work in progress. And he heard that Doug, the second gentleman, wasn't happy with the jobs he was giving Kamala. And he was annoyed with both of them. Just a little palace
what
intrigue.
Jobs can she handle? Can the first gentleman tell us what she is capable of doing?
Hey, she had an interview.
Or should we ask Willie Brown?
She had an interview with LL Cool J a couple days ago, and she knocked it out of the park. So I wouldn't be too
quick to
judge.
I'm sure it was a hard-hitting expose and a probe.
Yeah, it was. Yes. It was right up there with the hard-hitting interviews that Drew Barrymore has been delivering lately.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
My friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special until Christmas. It's slated to sell out, so this is only while supplies last. Reduce your heating bills with the Gen 40 heater. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. You can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code Howie50. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, quote, I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure, unquote. Right now, you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. A lot to discuss today on the show, and we'll get to all of it, including the they faked the jobs report. before the election. The 1 million jobs that were created in the first or the second quarter turned out to be not a million, turned out to be 10,000 jobs. Another fake report from the feds. Do you trust anything? That could be a good poll question for the feds. Do you trust anything that the feds say? I don't. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't believe anything they say, whether it's COVID, inflation, domestic terrorism, anything. 844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. They're not printing money in the Fed. They are creating it electronically. So, you know, and then flooding everything as if somehow there's lots of money there when there isn't. And when it's inflating the dollar to the point where the dollar is going to crash. And when that happens, our money is going to be worthless and our bank accounts will be emptied. You know, they'll because nothing there will have any value. So,
yeah.
You know,
it's happened in history. You know, if you read history, and yes. and it's not you know, ancient history. It happened in Zimbabwe when Mugabe took over and they changed the name of the country from Rhodesia. It happened in Argentina with Juan Perón. It happened in Weimar Germany after World War One. It can happen again.
Yes, there's no such thing as a country too big to fail. And no, I don't trust anything about anybody in the government. They can name anything they want, anything. Because nobody cares, because even their special interest groups that they pretend they care so much about don't trust them and don't like them. So, you know, these people are making themselves odious to the rest of us who work hard and pay taxes.
Right. I don't mind. You know what? I don't even mind them naming the Nancy Pelosi building, but I do mind them giving money to all these worthless groups that are just trying to groom kids or, create racial animus between the various ethnic groups in the country or just pretending to do something about global warming. I would say probably at least half of the money in this boondoggle bill is going to people like that. You know, they're not even subsidies for people who grow soybeans or corn or something that, you know, you can eat or produce or manufacture widgets. These people are producing nothing that they're giving all this money to. Thanks for the call, Carol. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, Howie. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you, Arthur.
You know, a little known fact for the listening audience out there is that no one gets to know exactly who put these things in these bills, who sponsored each item so that they stay anonymous. They shouldn't call it an omnibus bill. They should call it an anonymous bill. And it's the same, you know, MO for all of these people.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a total waste. And to put it in at the end of a lame duck session, you know, there was a Boston governor's counselor in Massachusetts, Sonny McDonough, and he used to say, lame duck is my favorite dish, meaning he could get like a judgeship or a clerkship. But I mean, this is the ultimate lame duck feast, isn't it? They packed everything in here. And the Republicans say, we got $47 billion for defense. And they're giving the Democrats $1.5 trillion for $47 billion. That's the best deal that you can cut. They need to bring back Donald Trump. Somebody who can cut a deal. Thanks for the call, Arthur. I'm Howie Carr.